Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says double engine government is continuously striving for all-round development of Bihar, inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees at Rohtas district in Bihar. Home Minister Amit Shah distributes appointment letters to families affected by Pakistan shelling during Operation Sindoor in Poonch in Jammu and Kashmir. First batch of 17 female cadets graduated from National Defence Academy today. Supreme Court directs NEET PG 2025 exam to be conducted in one shift. The United States says Israel has agreed to 60-day ceasefire proposal in Gaza. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Mumbai Indians in eliminator match in Chandigarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth over 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar today. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said the double-engine government is continuously striving for the all-round development of Bihar. He added that in this direction, development projects worth thousands of crores of rupees were inaugurated today.
शांति सुरक्षा शिक्षा और विकास गांव गांव तक बिना रुकावट के पहुंचेंगे साथियों जब सुरक्षा और शांति आती है तभी विकास के नए रास्ते खुलते यहां नीतीश जी के नेतृत्व में जब जंगल राज वाली सरकार की विदाई हुई तो बिहार भी प्रगति के मार्ग पर आगे बढ़ने लगा.
The Prime Minister criticized the erstwhile Congress and RJD-led governments in Bihar. Mr. Modi alleged that under the guise of social justice, the RJD exploited the poor and backward communities.
बिहार को सबसे ज्यादा ठगा जिनके दौर में बिहार के गरीब और वंचित तबके को बिहार छोड़कर जाना पड़ा आज वही लोग सत्ता पाने के लिए सामाजिक न्याय का झूठ बोल रहे हैं बिहार के लोगों की ये दुर्दशा क्या ये कांग्रेस और आरजेडी का क्या यही सामाजिक न्याय था.
Speaking on Operation Sindoor, Prime Minister Narendra Modi affirmed that India's fight against terrorism has been unwavering and it will never stop. He said the enemy of the country in any form, be it terrorism or Naxalism, will be dealt with swiftly and decisively.
ऑपरेशन सिंदूर में भारत की जो ताकत दुश्मन ने देखी है लेकिन दुश्मन समझ ले ये तो हमारे तर्कस का केवल एक ही तीर है आतंकवाद के खिलाफ भारत की लड़ाई न रुकी है न थमी है आतंक का फन अगर फिर उठेगा भारत उसे बिल से खींचकर कुचलने का काम करेगा.
Later in the day, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur this afternoon. These projects are aimed at boosting the region's infrastructure and connectivity. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited Poonch town to take a first-hand assessment of damages caused to properties and religious places in the border town by Pak shelling during Operation Sindoor. The Home Minister, accompanied by JNK Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, senior officials and top security personnel, met the families affected by Pak shelling at the Dak Bungalow and listened to their grievances and offered condolences. The Home Minister distributed financial assistance to the affected families and also distributed appointment letters among the next of kin of those killed in the shelling. Speaking at the event, a Union Home Minister said Pakistan targeted the civilian areas in Jammu and Kashmir and Poonch, which was condemned by the entire world.
जब पाकिस्तान ने निहत्थे नागरिकों पर हमला किया तब भारतीय सेना ने इसका भी सटीक जवाब दिया और उनके नौ हवाई अड्डों को उनकी मार्ग क्षमता को क्षतिग्रस्त कर एक मजबूत जवाब दिया। भारत के नागरिकों पर किसी भी प्रकार का अतिक्रमण भारत सहन नहीं करेगा।
The Defense Ministry has approved Mini Ratna Category 1 status for Munitions India Limited, MIL, Armored Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, and India Optel Limited, IOL. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh congratulated all three defense public sector undertakings on their transformation from government organizations into profit-making corporate entities within a short span of 3 years. He also expressed satisfaction with the initiatives taken by the management of MIL, AVNL and IOL to increase company turnover. As a demonstration of India's steadfast dedication to eradicating terrorism, the 7 multi-party parliamentary delegations are engaged in high-level discussions during their official visits abroad. All-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha, which is currently on a visit to Indonesia, held several meetings, including with scholars and researchers from Indonesia-based think tanks and academia in Jakarta. The delegation also met the chairman of Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board, K.H. Uli Abshar Abdullah, in Jakarta. Talking to media, Congress leader Salman Khurshid, who is also a part of the delegation, said Indonesia has supported India's stand against terrorism.
I believe that Indonesia was far more supportive than we were even expecting, and we expressed our gratitude for that. They reiterated the condolence and the support messages that had already come from the president and have already come from the ASEAN headquarters.
The chairman of Nahdlatul Ulama Executive Board said both India and Indonesia have gone through the challenge of terrorism and also shared his experience of tackling the problem of extremism with Indian delegation.
People who live in these regions in South Asia and Southeast Asia, yeah, we have a similar aspiration. We want to have a peace and harmony in these regions, because economic development and political stability cannot be achieved without this harmony.
The all-party parliamentary delegation led by Congress MP Shashi Tharoor addressed media in the capital of Colombia, Bogota, this morning. Speaking at the occasion, Mr. Tharoor said there can be no equivalence between those who dispatch terrorists and those who resist them.
India has been requesting dialogue with Pakistan under the provisions of the treaty, but Pakistan has refused to cooperate and talk to us. So we would suggest that Pakistan first take active steps to dismantle the infrastructure of terrorism and show the goodwill we're looking for. And second, that they also engage with us seriously at the level of experts on all these issues.
As we celebrate the success of Operation Sindoor, the nation salutes the valor of Indian soldiers. As a tribute to the armed forces, Akashwani News is presenting a special series. Today, we remember Paramveer Chakra awardee, Captain Gurbachan Singh Salaria, who was a part of the UN peacekeeping force from India and Congo and made the supreme sacrifice during the civil war-like situation in Congo in 1961.
Born in 1935 in Gurdaspur, Punjab, Captain Gurbachan Singh Salaria was commissioned in 1 Gorkha Rifles in 1957. Captain Salaria, serving with the Indian contingent of the UN peacekeeping force in Congo, displayed exceptional bravery during a critical operation in December 1961. Following Belgium's withdrawal, Congo descended into civil war and the UN intervened to restore order. When the Security Council moved to end hostile actions by secessionist Katangi's forces, their leader Moise Tshombe escalated violence against UN personnel. On December 5, Captain Salaria led a platoon to reinforce a position near Elizabethville airfield, where Katangi's troops had established a strong roadblock supported by 2 armored cars, about 90 men. Despite facing superior enemy strength and heavy fire, he launched a direct assault. Charging with bayonets, kukris, hand grenades and rocket launcher support, Captain Salaria and his men killed 40 enemy soldiers, destroyed the armored vehicles and forced the rest to flee in panic. Though grievously wounded by enemy fire, Captain Salaria fought on until he collapsed and later succumbed to his injuries. His decisive action prevented the encirclement of the UN headquarters in Elizabethville. For his extraordinary courage and leadership, he was posthumously awarded the Paramveer Chakra. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a landmark moment in the country's military history, the first ever batch of 17 women cadets, along with over 300 male cadets, were commissioned as officers into the Indian Armed Forces today. They were part of the passing out parade of the National Defence Academy's 148th course this morning at the iconic Khetarpal ground in Pune. Speaking to media, Harsimran Kaur, one of the cadets, said she was actually preparing for JEE mains and then NDA came in between as a blessing.
I was preparing for JEE mains and then NDA came in between as a blessing and then I went for it and here I am. Don't be afraid of anything. You can do whatever you eye for. Everything is possible. Just go for it. Believe in yourself.
Another cadet, Ishita Sangwan, said it felt amazing to be an ex-NDA as there was no one from defence background in her family.
When I joined, it was all new. Every day, a new box of surprises. Every day, something new. Every day, learning. And then 3 years, it's a long process, yes. Sometimes, some days will be low, some days will be high. Everyone who has always supported me, it was just an amazing experience if I look back.
We have more from our correspondent.
In a momentous event, the passing out parade of the 140th course of the National Defence Academy was held this morning with great enthusiasm at the Khetarpal ground, marking the completion of training for the first ever batch of women cadets set to be commissioned as an officer in the Indian Armed Forces. The convocation ceremony yesterday, degrees were awarded to 339 cadets, including 17 women. Among the women cadets, Shruti Daksha secured first place in the art stream and was honored with the Commandant Silver Medal. For Akashwani News, Madhav Jaibhai, Pune.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Supreme Court today directed that the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test for Postgraduate NEATPG 2025, which is scheduled for the 15th of June, be conducted in a single shift rather than two shifts. A bench headed by Justice Vikram Nath instructed the authorities to arrange for the exam to be held in one shift and to ensure that full transparency is maintained throughout the process. The United States has announced that Israel has agreed to a 60-day ceasefire proposal for Gaza, even as its military operations continue in the conflict-ridden territory. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt confirmed during a press briefing that U.S. Special Envoy to the Middle East, Steve Witkoff, along with President Donald Trump, submitted the ceasefire proposal to Hamas. Leavitt stated that Israel had endorsed and supported the plan. In IPL T20 Cricket 2025, playoffs continue with a blockbuster eliminator clash between Gujarat Titans and Mumbai Indians at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Molanpur, Chandigarh this evening. Royal Challengers Bengaluru already sealed a place in the final after defeating tabletoppers Punjab Kings by 8 wickets in Chandigarh last night. The Intermeteorological Department has forecast widespread to light and moderate rainfall over northeast part of the country during the next 7 days. According to the IMD, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Delhi will also witness similar conditions till the 3rd of June. The weather agency also estimated very heavy rainfall over isolated heavy rainfall likely over Gangetic, West Bengal, Bihar, Odisha, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala and Mahe. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says double engine government is continuously striving for all-round development of Bihar, inaugurates and lays foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bihar. Home Minister Amit Shah distributes appointment letters to families affected by Pakistan shelling during Operation Sindoor in Poonch in Jammu and Kashmir. First batch of 17 female cadets graduated from National Defence Academy today. Supreme Court directs NEATPG 2025 exam to be conducted in one shift. United States says Israel agreed to 60-day ceasefire proposal in Gaza. And in IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans to take on Mumbai Indians in eliminator match in Chandigarh. And with that, we end the midday news.